From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, examining the culture of the FBI. But our lead again today is the continuing hearings of the 9/11 Commission in Washington. Today, the commission turned to the role of the Central Intelligence Agency prior to the 9/11 attacks. Yesterday, a staff report that began the proceedings was sharply critical of the FBI. Today, the critique extended to the whole intelligence community. This is Commission staff member Kevin Scheid.
However, there was no comprehensive collection strategy to pull together human sources, imagery, signals intelligence, and open sources. Even the plan was essentially a CIA plan, not one for the intelligence community as a whole.
Joining us from Washington now is NPR correspondent Larry Abramson. He's been following the hearings all week. Larry, welcome to Day to Day. And was the staff any easier, did you think, on the performance of the CIA than it was yesterday on the FBI?
Hi, Alex. Not really very much. The report was almost as damning. They said that the CIA was struggling with budget cuts and that the agency was really very slow to recognize the threat that al-Qaeda in particular posed to the United States. They only began reporting on al-Qaeda as sort of a military threat to the U.S. in 1999. By that time, the organization was about 10 years old. Strangely, George Tenet gets very good remarks, good marks for becoming aware of the al-Qaeda threat, but he really hadn't brought his own agency along in terms of awareness, in terms of interfacing with other intelligence agencies. And so it was really only in the year 2001 that he was beginning to devote significant resources, significant analytical capabilities to analysis of al-Qaeda. And a very damning comment was that they really hadn't assessed what sort of intelligence they would need to gather in order to tell whether there was a plot underway to hijack aircraft in the United States.
Well, the director of Central Intelligence, George Tenet, was the lead witness today to defend or explain his agency's performance. Here's some of what he had to say.
Most profoundly, we lacked a government-wide capability to integrate foreign and domestic knowledge, data, operations, and analysis. Warning is not good enough without the structure to put it into action. We all understood bin Laden's attempt to strike the homeland, but we never translated this knowledge into an effective defense of the country. Doing so would have complicated the terrorist calculation of the difficulty in succeeding in a vast open society that, in effect, was unprotected on September 11th.
You know, Larry, one thing he said that was as troubling as anything was it's going to take 5 more years to develop the kind of intelligence we need to prevent future terror attacks. What did people think of that?
Well, some of the commissioners says, I don't think we have 5 years. I think that Director Tenet was talking about the time it would take to develop the kind of human intelligence that they used to have, spies on the ground that they were using during the war, the Cold War. That system had really been neglected, had languished during the 80s and 90s, and he's saying to reinsert those people, to train people again, it's going to take that long. And I think that a lot of the commissioners were really concerned over the time that he was estimating it would take to rebuild it. But I think that Director Tenet also said that the energy that has come out of the 9/11 attacks has propelled the CIA and other intelligence agencies forward. And he seemed to be very optimistic that a lot of the structures that have been put in place have changed things around already a great deal.
From the hearings yesterday and today, where do you think the commission's headed?
They're very interested in evaluating suggestions for change, for perhaps having a director of Central Intelligence who's really in charge of the entire intelligence community, not just the CIA. But, you know, they asked the same questions of the FBI director, whether he needed another intelligence agency under him that was separate from the FBI. And, you know, Alex, nobody in Washington is going to recommend that their job be disposed of or that their organization be chopped in half. So most of these officials have said, leave things the way they are. We've already made most of the important changes, and don't change now because we need to keep working on anti-terrorism.
NPR correspondent Larry Abramson in Washington covering the hearings. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Alex.